This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today is Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. Hard to believe it's already July 14th. We're halfway through July already. Not sure where the time is going these days. It's 72 degrees under sunny skies at 7:06. If you want to be part of the show today, it's real easy to do. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. And we do have a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. Road rage leaves one person dead in Oklahoma City. Why police say the victim was an innocent driver in the wrong place at the wrong time. A deadly head-on crash on Lake Hefner. Now, how police say it all went down. An arrest is made after police say a homeless person beat another homeless person to death with a cinder block. A jail supervisor known as the Enforcer is now headed to jail himself for beating up two inmates. Do you have children in Oklahoma City schools? Well, their school day is about to get a little bit longer. We'll explain. Oklahoma health officials are warning about the dangers of a popular energy supplement. What you need to know. A viral video of a man gunned down over in a parking spot highlights this Stand Your Ground law. We'll be talking about that in your OK2A Tuesday. Plus, your calls and comments at 405-608-4377 and your dad joke of the day. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. A suspected road rage crash in southwest Oklahoma City has claimed the life of an innocent driver. Police say two drivers were driving recklessly and racing northbound on Highway 152 just before 7 a.m. on Monday when one clipped the other, causing it to roll into oncoming traffic near Southwest 59th Street. The vehicle then crashed head-on into a car driven by 25-year-old Sharon Herrera. She died at the hospital a short time later. Herrera's young child, who was riding in the back seat, was not injured. The investigation is ongoing. One person is dead, another one fighting for their life after a head-on crash near Lake Hefner on Monday morning. Oklahoma City police say the collision happened just after 7:10 on West Hefner Road near North Meridian Avenue when a westbound vehicle crossed the center line and slammed into an oncoming car. The driver, who crossed into the opposing traffic, died on the scene. The other driver was taken to the hospital, remains in critical condition. Investigators are still working to determine just what caused that crash. The trial is underway in Muskogee for a woman accused of failing to protect an 11-year-old girl who gave birth last year. Cherie Walker faces seven felony charges, including child neglect and enabling child abuse. Prosecutors say the victim became pregnant after being abused by Walker's husband, Dustin Walker, who has already been sentenced to life in prison. Jurors will now decide whether Cherie Walker is criminally responsible for allowing that abuse to continue. Oklahoma City police have arrested a suspect in connection with the death of a man found just outside of a northwest Oklahoma City laundromat over the weekend. Officers responded just before 7 o'clock Saturday morning to Spin City Laundry near Klassen Boulevard. That's where they found the victim unresponsive with a backpack and a mountain bike nearby. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives interviewed witnesses and later took one person into custody. Police believe both the victim and the suspect were homeless and that the victim was sleeping when the suspect attacked him with a cinder block. The suspect has not yet been formally charged, and the victim's identity has not yet been released. A former McCurtain County jail supervisor has pleaded guilty to federal civil rights violations for assaulting two inmates. Joseph Ebert admitted that he used force when it wasn't justified and said that he believed that he was promoted because he knew how to deal with inmates. Prosecutors say he took part in the 2021 beating of inmate Roper Harris and separately struck another inmate in the face back in 2022. Ebert faces up to 10 years in prison on each charge. The case is part of an ongoing federal investigation into misconduct at the Southeast Oklahoma Jail. Oklahoma drivers are receiving notices in the mail demanding hundreds of dollars for allegedly driving without insurance, and officials say those notices are legitimate. The letters are generated through the state's Uninsured Vehicle Diversion Program, which uses license plate reader cameras to identify uninsured vehicles. State officials say the images of insured vehicles are automatically deleted, and the program is separate from the police-operated flock cameras. Drivers who receive notice can resolve the issue by paying the civil penalty or by providing proof of insurance, though officials say the case is rarely resolved in criminal prosecution. Edmond police are again warning about reckless e-bike riding after a juvenile struck a man walking his dogs on a sidewalk on Monday morning. Police say the teen initially left the scene but later went home, told his father what happened, and his father contacted police. The victim suffered injuries but is expected to recover. The crash comes just days after Edmond police warned about an increase in dangerous e-bike behavior, including speeding, weaving through traffic, and ignoring traffic laws. Police say no charges will be filed in this case. It is 79 degrees right now at 7-11. Pretty humid out there. You're listening to Freedom's First News Headlines with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9. An Oklahoma autism therapy provider says it may be forced to close down all seven of its clinics by the end of the month after Oklahoma healthcare authorities suspended its Sooner Care payments. Maribel Care says the action stems from an investigation into the company's former owner, even though new management took over earlier this year. The provider says the shutdown could leave 500 children without therapy and put 200 employees out of work. The healthcare authority says federal rules require payment suspensions when there is credible allegations of fraud during an ongoing investigation. Oklahoma City schools will now have a longer school day this fall after the school board unanimously approved a new start and end time. The change adds 20 minutes to the day at elementary, middle, and high schools to comply with the state's new law requiring at least 40 minutes of daily recess for students in kindergarten through fifth grade. District leaders say transportation schedules and keeping teacher contracts consistent across schools also factored into that decision. The new schedule takes effect for the 2026-2027 school year. A state lawmaker is renewing a push to create an Oklahoma agency focused exclusively on children's services. Senator Paul Rossino says the proposal would bring child welfare, foster care, juvenile justice, and youth behavioral health programs under one umbrella to better coordinate care for vulnerable children. Rossino says the plan is not a criticism of the Department of Human Services, but an effort to give children's issues a dedicated focus. Similar legislation passed in the Senate last year but stalled in the House. The proposal will be considered again during the next legislative session. Oklahoma health officials are warning consumers and retailers about the dangers of kratom after the supplement was linked to more than 50 deaths in the state since January of last year. Kratom is commonly marketed as an energy booster or pain reliever, but officials say some of the products can be dangerous or contaminated. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics is urging retailers to stop selling any questionable kratom products and warns that businesses could face legal liability if someone dies after using them. Oklahoma law regulates the strength of kratom but does not ban its sale. Oklahoma and several major poultry companies have reached a new settlement aimed at ending a two-decade-long battle over pollution in the Illinois River watershed. Under the agreement, companies including Tyson, Cargill, and Kalmain Foods will pay more than $41 million into an environmental fund, help pay for pollution control projects, and reduce the amount of poultry waste spread within the watershed over the next several years. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says the deal protects Oklahoma's water while preserving the state's poultry industry. The agreement must be approved by a federal judge who rejected an earlier settlement proposal. Oklahoma farmers, meanwhile, are watching closely after the U.S. declined to renew the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, triggering a 10-year review period instead of extending the deal. Agricultural experts at the Oklahoma State University say Mexico is Oklahoma's biggest export for wheat, corn, and other crops, so any future changes could have a major impact. Farm groups say the current agreement has worked well and worry that the uncertainty could affect long-term planning, especially as producers already face high fuel and fertilizer costs, low crop prices, and tighter cattle supplies. The Cherokee Nation has officially opened up its W.W. Hastings Hospital in Tahlequah. The $470 million, 400,000-square-foot facility is more than twice the size of the previous hospital, and it includes 127 beds, an emergency department, an intensive care unit, surgical center, pharmacy, and other specialty services. Tribal leaders say the new hospital will expand access to care and add about 200 jobs next year. The former hospital will be renovated into a nursing and allied health educational center in partnership with the University of Oklahoma to help address the state's nursing shortage. Applications are now open for volunteers in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, including opportunities right here in Oklahoma City. The city will host the Olympic softball and canoe slalom events, creating hundreds of volunteer positions in areas like operations, communications, medical support, technology, and guest services. Organizers are looking to fill about 60,000 volunteer roles nationwide. Those selected will complete interviews and training before working up to 10 shifts during the Olympic Games in the summer of 2028. Oklahoma's investment in Route 66 is really paying off as the highway centennial celebration draws record crowds. State tourism officials estimate more than 1 million people visited Oklahoma's 400-mile stretch of the Mother Road during the first 6 months of the year, a more than 6% increase over last year. State leaders have invested nearly $25 million to restore historic landmarks and revitalize communities along the route. Businesses from Arcadia to Stroud report increased tourism, larger tour groups, and record sales as visitors from across the country and around the world travel to Oklahoma's stretch of the iconic highway ahead of its 100th anniversary in November. Forecasters say this year's El Nino is expected to become one of the strongest on record, and that could have major implications for Oklahoma. The Climate Prediction Center now predicts that the weather pattern will likely last into the spring of next year. Now, for Oklahoma, a strong El Nino typically increases chances of cooler, wetter winters, bringing more rain, ice, and even snow, while reducing the risk of drought. That could benefit winter wheat and replenish lakes and reservoirs, but it also raises the potential for flooding, winter storms, and travel disruptions. Forecasters stress El Nino shifts the odds towards those conditions, but doesn't necessarily guarantee them. Well, Oklahoma City schools have increased the school day by 20 minutes, like we just talked about, to follow a new law requiring more recess time, so we want to get your thoughts on that one. Is this going to be a burden for parents who may have to rearrange their schedules? How about teachers? And should a longer school day be used for dodgeball, or would it be better used for instruction time? We'd like to hear from you on this one, 405-608-4377, if you want to be part of the conversation, 405-608-4377. It's 71 degrees under sunny skies at 718, and you're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Construction issues on this Tuesday morning include May and Northwest Expressway. Eastbound I-44 at Klassen on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd and I-44 at Southwest 74th.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
I want to introduce you to a great connection, Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Could Iran be this stupid and self-destructive? So they're shooting at merchant ships of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, both of which stopped allowing us to use their bases and want a re-encroachment with Iran. So they shoot both those guys and they condemn them. So it just goes to show you in that neighborhood that trying to make friends with your enemy never works.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback on Freedom 96.9. Today we'll see partly sunny skies. It's going to be a humid one too with a high of 88 degrees. Tonight thunderstorms possible, otherwise cloudy, low of 70. On Wednesday we'll see partly sunny skies. It's going to be a humid day on Wednesday too, high of 88 degrees. Then on Thursday look for mostly sunny skies, bit more pleasant, high of 88 degrees outside. It's 71 degrees and sunny at 722. Well, Oklahoma City Public School students will spend more time in class this fall after the school board approved longer school days for every campus. The new schedule adds 20 minutes to the day for elementary, middle school, and high school students to meet up with new state law requiring at least 40 minutes of daily recess for students in kindergarten through fifth grade. District officials say transportation, logistics, and management and maintaining consistent teacher schedules across the district will also influence their decision. The new start and end times will take effect with the 2026-2027 school year. So what are your thoughts? We want to hear from you at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. We've got Aya Kelly from Guthrie on right now talking about recess. Good morning, Aya.
Good morning. How are you?
I am super fantastic. If I was any better, I'd have to be twins.
I get it.
What you got?
Well, you know, I've thought for a long time that our school kids don't have enough recess anyway. And I think that if we taught the necessities in school and we had behavioral challenges handled better, that this recess time could have been fit in without the additional time. But I do support them having more recess time. I mean, they learn a lot at recess, too.
Oh,
it's not just playtime, you know?
In addition to that, I mean, and we see it more and more frequently. I don't know how old you are, but when I was growing up, you didn't see a whole lot of chubby kids. And these days,
right. You
see fat kids every place. And my heart breaks for them because you're starting off very unhealthy habits when you're 10, 11 years old. Those are going to carry with you throughout life.
Right.
And it seems
I played tag and, you know,
Red Rover.
Ran faster than all the boys. And, you know, it was, you learn to get along. You learn to work out differences with your classmates, later on your coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember having a lot more recess time than kids have these days. And that was my favorite time of the day.
Yeah,
probably you too.
Me too. And not only that, but we would carry those games on after school. So we'd get partway through a game, and then after school, all of us would get together again, and we'd finish up the game.
Right.
So
right.
It kept kids going outside and playing. And again, at the risk of sounding like some old feller, you know, these days you just see kids online. There's screen time instead of doing outside playing time. It's very rare that even when you drive through your neighborhood, you see kids outside playing, and I kind of miss seeing that.
Yes, I do too.
Well, thank you so much.
My thought is we need more recess time.
Yep, I wouldn't disagree with you. But again, the issues with that is now you've got to pay teachers more. Now you've got to readjust some schedules. And yep, but I agree with you.
Yep.
Well, thanks so much for calling in. Call in anytime. I appreciate you.
Thanks for taking my call.
And if you want to be part of the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. I'm going to throw this out at you, too, and I wouldn't mind getting your take on this. And this is not going to be popular among kids, especially this time of year, but I'd like to see year-round schooling. Students attending school year-round using the same length of school day, rather than just keeping the current 180-day calendar. That increase would be substantial in terms of actual classroom time. So it would add roughly 4 years of schooling over the course of 12 years from grade 1 through grade 12. So think about that. With all these folks that are calling for, we want free college, there's your free college. we do away with the summer vacation and a lot of these extra vacations that they've got throughout the school year, maintaining the same length. And guess what? Now all of a sudden they're better prepared for work because most of us are working 52 weeks out of the year anyhow. This would prepare kids better for that. And keep in mind how much kids lose going out of summer break. The first couple months after summer break, they're just rehashing the same stuff that they had to do in the previous grade. So they're not really learning anything new because they've lost so much during that summer vacation time. So let's picture this. Instead of doing, 12 years of schooling with several months of that out of each year being just rehashing old stuff, let's go with a 52-week school year. And in doing so, we add 4 more years of education onto their educational careers. So that could be, let's say, potentially 3 more years of what would be essentially, let's call it an associate's degree. Build an associate's degree program, first 2 years of college, built right into your high school, and then let's do a year or two of an internship so that you're actually work ready when you graduate high school. And at the same time, you've got businesses that will be able to not only benefit from having these kids in there working and working relatively affordably, but also they give them a wider pool of people they can choose from as they're recruiting. And again, it makes it a little bit more difficult because kids like to have their summer vacations off. I totally get that. I enjoyed my summer vacations off too, but we're in a position right now globally where we have to compete with places like China, where they really, really focus on education. And we've got kids who are graduating high school that can't even read or write or do very, very basic math. Getting back to the change, though, that they're talking about in Oklahoma City schools, again, we're talking about a 20-minute increase in the school day. The change was driven by a new state law that requires 40 minutes of daily recess for K through 5 students. So some are arguing that the state is dictating school schedules without necessarily providing for flexibility or additional funding. And that could take a toll on transportation. It could take a toll on buses. It could take a toll on staff. Teachers are already saddled with a whole lot of responsibilities. Now they're saddled with that much more responsibilities. But on the other side, as Aya Kelly just talked about with us on the air, that daily recess is important enough to justify the statewide standards. Again, we've got a lot of really obese kids out there. You see them every time you go out. And it used to be back in the day, you didn't really see fat kids. And now you're seeing fat kids pretty much every place. And we're seeing obesity rates going through the roof among children. And that leads to very, very poor health throughout the remainder of their lives. More recess, according to studies across the board, improves children's physical and mental health. Students return to class, we've learned, more focused and more better behaved. They've gotten out some of that energy. It wakes them up a little bit. The daily activity can reduce disciplinary issues and improve academic performance. Oklahoma joins a number of states that are recognizing recess as essential and not necessarily optional. We still got a lot more we want to talk about this morning. A suspected road rage crash leaves an innocent driver dead in Oklahoma City. We'll talk to you a bit about that, plus your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. It's all coming up. It's 71 degrees at 729.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. President Trump says he's reinstating the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, and he says the U.S. will serve as the guardian of the Hormuz Strait. Lindsey Graham's sister fills his South Carolina Senate seat until the end of his term after his unexpected death. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster made the announcement Monday.
It's my honor to ask his little sister, Darlene Graham, to finish his work for him now.
Heavy rain set to drench millions of people across parts of the South, Gulf Coast, and Texas through Friday. Ken Paxton has the backing of Border Patrol in his run for Senate in Texas, and their union boss will be by his side for a rally in McAllen. New York Governor Kathy Hochul wants answers from the federal government regarding immigration facilities. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
The best cases leave the world a little better than they found it. We had a client whose doctor's office received a troubling test result. They never called him, never told him. And while that result set ignored, his cancer advanced to a stage that could have been caught, could have been treated, maybe even beaten. We took that case seriously. We held that institution to a higher standard. And when it was over, it wasn't just a verdict. They changed their policies and procedures so no other patient falls through their cracks the same way. That's what justice looks like. Not just compensation, but change. If you or a loved one have been harmed with a medical malpractice mistake, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Authorities have identified 20-year-old Seth Nash as a victim who drowned Sunday evening while swimming at Arcadia Lake during a family birthday celebration. Investigators report that he drifted away from shore, calling for help, and went underwater before divers later discovered him. Officials say the drowning appears to have been a tragic accident, and no additional details have currently been made available. Authorities report the death of one person who was killed in a two-vehicle crash Monday morning near West Hefner Road and North Meridian Avenue in northwestern Oklahoma City. Police pronounced the victim dead at the scene with no name currently released. The cause of the crash remains under investigation and no further details were released. Crews had the roadway open a short time after the crash was cleared. Well, the Oklahoma City Fire Department has released new drone video from an apartment fire that happened on South Barnes earlier this month. Firefighters say the blaze began on a chimney and was contained before it spread into the apartments nearby. No one was reported as injured during the blaze, and firefighters continue the investigation into the exact cause behind the blaze. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most, your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at Health 65. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's. Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. You expect to hear this, not this. At bath time, the giggles should echo, not alarms. But accidents happen fast. In just a moment, everything can change. Keep kids safe around water with these simple steps. Assign a responsible adult to watch the water. No phones, no distractions. Never take your eyes off a child during bath time. And always check for hidden dangers where kids play. Let's make water safety part of every day. For more information, visit oklahoma.gov/health/drowning.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will bring partly sunny skies and high humidity with a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas later this afternoon. The high will reach 88. Tonight there is a possibility of a thunderstorm in a few spots during the evening. Otherwise expect partly cloudy skies and continued high humidity with a low of 70. Tomorrow anticipate partly sunny conditions and humidity with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon. The high will once again be 88. Moving into Thursday, it will be mostly sunny and pleasant with a breeze picking up in the afternoon. The high temperature will remain steady at 88 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
And a good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. 71 degrees, already pretty humid out there. Sunshiny skies at 735. That means it's time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, last night my wife asked if she could just have a little bit of peace and quiet while she was cooking dinner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I took the battery out of the smoke detector.
Because the food gets burnt.
She makes everything, let's just say, as a cook, she makes everything well done.
Well, it's blackened.
Well done. Yeah, it's blackened. It's very Louisiana style. Let's take a look at your Freedom First News headlines now with Freedom 96.9. A suspected road rage crash in southwest Oklahoma City has claimed the life of an innocent driver. Police say two vehicles were racing and driving recklessly northbound on Highway 152 just before 7 o'clock Monday morning when one clipped the other, sending it rolling into oncoming traffic near Southwest 59th Street. The vehicle then slammed head-on into a car driven by 25-year-old Sharon Herrera. She later died at the hospital. Her young child, who was riding in the back seat, was not hurt. Police are continuing to investigate just what led to this deadly crash. One person is dead. Another one remains in critical condition after a head-on crash near Lake Hefner on Monday morning. Oklahoma City police say the collision happened just after 7:10 on West Hefner Road near North Meridian Avenue when a westbound vehicle crossed the center line and crashed into an oncoming car. The driver who crossed into the opposing traffic died at the scene. The other driver was rushed to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Investigators are still trying to determine what caused the vehicle to cross the center line in the first place. The trial is underway in Muskogee for a woman accused of failing to protect an 11-year-old girl who gave birth last year. Cherie Walker faces 7 felony charges, including child neglect and enabling child abuse. Prosecutors say the girl became pregnant after being repeatedly abused by Walker's husband, Dustin Walker, who has already been sentenced to life in prison. Jurors will now decide whether Cherie Walker bears criminal responsibility for allowing that abuse to continue. Oklahoma City police have arrested a suspect in connection with the death of a man found at a northwest Oklahoma City laundromat over the weekend. Officers found the victim unresponsive on Saturday morning outside of Spin City Laundry near Klassen Boulevard. Detectives say both the victim and the suspect were homeless and believe the victim was asleep when he was attacked with a cinder block. The suspect has been taken into custody and not yet been formally charged, so we're not naming him. The police have not released the victim's identity just yet. A former McCurtain County jail supervisor is admitted to violating the civil rights of 2 inmates. Joseph Ebert pleaded guilty in federal court after admitting that he used force when it wasn't justified and believed that was why he had been promoted to supervisor. Prosecutors say he participated in the 2021 beating of inmate Roper Harris and assaulted another inmate in 2022. Ebert faces up to 15 years in prison on each charge as the federal investigation into misconduct at that. Some Oklahoma drivers are receiving notices in the mail demanding hundreds of dollars for allegedly driving without insurance, and state officials say those notices are legitimate. The letters come from the Oklahoma's Uninsured Vehicle Diversion Program, which uses license plate reader cameras to identify uninsured vehicles. Officials say the images of insured vehicles are automatically deleted, and the system is separate from the police-operated flock cameras. Drivers can avoid further action by paying the civil fine or by providing proof of insurance. Criminal prosecution is very rare. Edmond police are again warning about reckless e-bike riding after a juvenile struck a man walking his dogs on a sidewalk Monday morning. Investigators say the teen initially left the scene but later went home, told his father what happened, and the father contacted police. The injured man is expected to recover. The crash comes just days after Edmond police warned about an increase in dangerous e-bike riding, including speeding, weaving through traffic, and ignoring traffic laws. Police say no charges will be filed. 74 degrees and sunny at 7:40. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. An Oklahoma autism therapy provider says it may be forced to close down all 7 of its clinics by the end of the month after Oklahoma Health Care Authority suspended its Sooner Care payments. Maribel Care says the suspension stems from an investigation involving the company's former owner, even though new management took over earlier this year. The company says a shutdown would leave 500 children without therapy and eliminate about 200 jobs. State officials say federal law requires payments to be suspended during credible fraud investigations. Students in Oklahoma City Public Schools will spend more time in school this fall after the school board approved longer school days district-wide. The new schedule adds 20 minutes to the day for elementary, middle, and high school to comply with new state laws requiring at least 40 minutes of daily recess for elementary students. District leaders say transportation schedules and maintaining consistent teacher work hours also influenced that decision. The new start times take effect in the 2026-2027 school year. A state lawmaker is renewing his effort to create a new Oklahoma agency focused exclusively on children's services. Senator Paul Rossino says the proposal would combine child welfare, foster care, juvenile justice, and youth behavioral health programs under one agency to improve coordination and outcomes. Rossino says the plan is not a criticism of the Department of Human Services, but an effort to give children's issues a dedicated focus. Similar legislation passed the Senate last year but stalled in the House. The proposal will return next session. Oklahoma health officials are warning consumers and retailers about the dangers of kratom after the supplement was linked to more than 50 deaths in the state since January of last year. Kratom is often marketed as an energy booster or pain reliever, but officials say some products may be contaminated or far more potent than advertised. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics is urging retailers to pull any questionable products from store shelves and warns businesses they could face legal liability if someone dies after using them. Oklahoma and several major poultry companies have reached a new settlement aimed at ending the battle over pollution in the Illinois River watershed that has lasted more than two decades. Companies including Tyson, Cargill, and Calmaine Foods will pay more than $41 million into an environmental fund and reduce the amount of poultry waste spread throughout the watershed over the next several years. Attorney General Gettner Drummond says the agreement protects both Oklahoma's water quality and the state's poultry industry. A federal judge must still approve the settlement. Oklahoma farmers are watching closely after the United States declined to renew the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, triggering a 10-year review period instead. Agricultural experts at Oklahoma State University say Mexico remains Oklahoma's largest export for wheat, corn, and several other crops, making the agreement critical to the state's economy. Farm groups worry that the added uncertainty could affect long-term planning at a time when producers are already dealing with low commodity prices, high fuel and fertilizer costs, and tighter cattle supplies. The Cherokee Nation has officially opened its new W.W. Hastings Hospital in Tahlequah. The $470 million facility is more than twice the size of the previous hospital and features 127 beds, an emergency department, intensive care unit, surgical center, and expanded specialty services. Tribal leaders say the new hospital will improve access to health care while creating about 200 additional jobs. The former hospital will become a nursing and allied health education center in partnership with the University of Oklahoma to help address the state's nursing shortage. Applications now open for volunteers for the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, including opportunities right here in Oklahoma City. The city will host Olympic softball and canoe slalom events and will need volunteers in areas including operations, communications, medical support, technology, and guest services. Organizers are looking to fill about 60,000 volunteer positions nationwide. Those selected will complete interviews and training before working up to 10 volunteer shifts during the summer games in 2028. Oklahoma's investment in Route 66 is paying off big time as the highway centennial celebration attracts record crowds. State tourism officials estimate more than 1 million people visited Oklahoma's 400-mile stretch of the Mother Road during the first 6 months of the year, an increase of more than 6% over last year. Nearly $25 million has been invested in restoring landmarks and revitalizing communities along the route. Businesses say they're seeing record sales as visitors from around the world travel to Oklahoma ahead of Route 66's 100th anniversary in November. Forecasters say this year's El Nino is expected to become one of the strongest on record and could have a major impact on Oklahoma winter weather. The Climate Prediction Center predicts that the pattern will likely last into next spring. Historically, a strong El Nino increases the chances of a cooler, wetter winter across Oklahoma, bringing more rain, ice, and snow while reducing drought conditions. That could benefit winter wheat and refill lakes, but it also raises the risk of flooding, dangerous travel, and severe winter storms. Well, you've probably seen it by now, a viral video showing a woman shooting a man over a parking spot. The woman pulls out her weapon, but the man keeps on advancing until she shoots. The woman is not charged. She's protected under the state's Stand Your Ground law in Florida. It could happen just as easily happen here in Oklahoma. Coming up on your 2A Tuesday here on Freedom 96.9, we'll talk about your Stand Your Ground law here in Oklahoma and what you need to know about it. It's 74 degrees under sunny skies at 7:46. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Construction issues on this Tuesday morning include May and Northwest Expressway. Eastbound I-44 at Klassen on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd and I-44 at Southwest 74th.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off, too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and the PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7 by 2A Freedom C's to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart, keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and lives. For more information, visit us at OSFA.info.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Just when you think things might calm down, they heat up again in the Middle East, around the world, and even the crazy politics here at home. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I'll dive deep in the news, what's happening, give you my opinions, take your phone calls as well, 877-973-7425, every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today we're going to see partly sunny skies. It's going to be a humid day with a high of 88 degrees. Tonight, thunderstorms possible, low of 70. On Wednesday, partly sunny, humid, high of 88 degrees. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny, a bit more pleasant, less humidity, high of 88 degrees. 74 degrees and sunny at 7:49. Well, you've probably seen this now viral video on social media. A dispute over a parking space outside of a Florida Walmart turned deadly late last month. Investigators say a man and a woman got into a verbal argument that escalated. The woman pulled out a gun and shot the man, killing him. The woman remained at the scene. She told deputies that she acted in self-defense. No charges have been filed so far. Prosecutors will now review the case to determine whether Florida's Stand Your Ground law applies to this one. Oklahoma has a Stand Your Ground law, and today we're talking about it and just what it means to you. Don Spencer with OK2A, the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association, is joining us live. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. You'd think going to Walmart just to get eggs, milk, and bread would just be that simple.
You know,
but it's amazing how complicated things can be made.
Because there's never any troublemakers in Walmart, right?
It's never happened. That's correct.
Have you ever seen the people of Walmart Facebook page?
No.
Oh, it definitely warrants a view. It definitely warrants a view. If you're somebody who's really into people watching, this is the site you want to hit. But in this particular case, it was pretty obvious. Man and woman arguing. He gets a little bit closer. He's still probably 12, 14 feet away from her, but he keeps advancing. She takes a pistol out. He's still quite a distance away from her, and there's no sound, so we don't know what's being said between the two of them, but she shoots him in the abdomen. He goes to the ground and later dies.
Well, let's go ahead and clarify, too. She produced the weapon, obviously stating that she did not want to be pursued by him anymore.
Yeah.
And that was probably 30 or 40 seconds. So it's not like it was a surprise to him at any point. Now, let's also agree, let's don't fight over parking spots. Let's make this obvious. But also keep in mind, when a man pursues a woman and will not stop, I don't care, Aaron, if it's my wife, my sister, my mom, my daughter, I want her to be able to defend herself from an idiot that even would be willing to harm me over a parking spot.
100%.
I find it justified.
Let's give a little background just for context. So a lot of states have what is called a duty to retreat. And what that essentially means is that if somebody is pursuing you, you're required to try to get away from them. And if you can't get away from them, then you can use deadly force.
What's worse is that even actually applies inside of a home. It's not even out in a public area. But also the Stand Your Ground law specifically states anywhere you have the legal right to be, you have the legal right to defend yourself. And what makes that so broad, especially in Florida, it does not mean you have a minimum age. You have to be 18 for that to apply. It doesn't mean the word weapon does not even appear. That's how broad this defense is. And Florida has set the best example in the country, because you'll notice, like you said, she's not been arrested. In Oklahoma, they would have arrested her and said, I'll let the judge figure it out, which is completely inverted. It's completely wrong. So I admire Florida for sticking to this, because the thing is, if you're pursuing a woman that does not want you pursuing her, what do you think's going to happen? This is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So even over a stupid parking lot.
Yeah. Now, the duty to retreat to me just never made any sense, because you're asking me to turn my back on somebody who may be charging me with a knife, for example.
Correct.
And to try to run away and potentially trip and fall. And none of that makes any sense to me. As far as the Stand Your Ground law goes, though, there are certain rules that apply with it. And in this case, there are some concerns about, for example, this guy's age. So he's an older gentleman. So in my particular case, so if I'm standing my ground, I'm 6'3", I'm 235 pounds, I'm a trained fighter, I do a lot of weightlifting. If I'm being pursued by a 97-year-old woman in a walker who can just barely walk, does that mean that I have the right to shoot her?
Well, that's also in the Stand Your Ground law. It specifically states that what a reasonable person would agree with, which is a jury. So I'm thinking you probably could be whooped by a 97-year-old.
And have been.
Just kidding.
And have been.
But what you described is a great example that everyone would go, no, just back away from the crazy lady and let her have the parking spot and everyone go on about their day. So, and that may have needed to take in place here, but the video picks up to where he is pursuing her and does for an extended amount of time. It's not like he took a few steps at her and then walked away. He kept circling around the car, and she kept moving away from him, producing a weapon, and he still continued to pursue her. And then she said enough was enough. She stood her ground. He came at her. She fired, and the rest is history. So, if you're going to be stupid, you get the stupid game results.
Yeah,
here's your medal.
This is one of those FAFO type moments.
Correct.
But
like I say, over a parking space. That's so sad.
Could prosecutors have argued, though, that it didn't start off with her being afraid for her life? It started off with an argument. Could she have just walked away?
Well, but under the Stand Your Ground law, it also, it's what, it's in her mind, not your mind and my mind, at that moment. At that moment. So what applies is that if she is convinced that this guy is going to hurt me and I can't get away from him, and just like you just described, if I try to turn and run, is he going to catch me?
Yep.
So all these things have to be added up in there, and I hope she has an attorney. I hope she's got an attorney speaking for her, which, by the way, folks, if you're ever involved in this situation, as much as we respect our police, you do not talk to them without the advice of counsel.
Yep.
So you don't talk yourself into prison.
Yep. And also, the best form of self-defense oftentimes is just walking away. If you can walk away from a situation, keep your mouth shut, walk away, live to fight another day. Now, oftentimes, the Stand Your Ground law is confused with the Castle Doctrine, which we also have here in Oklahoma. Kind of walk me through the differences between the two.
Well, the Castle Doctrine, as of last year, because with the Oakley 2A, is basically absolute safety within the walls of your home. But now in Oklahoma, that has been extended to the edge of your private property. And this can include the Walmart parking lot. It could possibly include that. So we also clarified that if a person says, hey, I've got a gun, I'm going to use it if you don't stop following me around the car, this is now legal, which it was not. If you pull the gun out and point it at the person and say, stop, this is still legal. And it says it's the self-defense action is not limited to pointing a firearm. So it could include the discharge of the firearm, which is self-defense. So it's we've broadened it here in Oklahoma. And like I say, I hope we catch up with Florida, because this is how we can protect private property along with ourselves, which should have been done the whole time.
100%. Now, the basis for the Castle Doctrine is that a, quote, a man's home or a woman's home is their castle. And that if somebody enters into your home without your permission, you don't have to take the time to find out exactly why they're there. You can automatically
correct.
Assume that that person is there with the intent of doing you harm. So there doesn't have to be a conversation there. There doesn't have to be a questionnaire there. It can be,
no.
If you're in my home when you don't have permission to be in my home, I'm going to make some holes in you.
And Oklahoma has this one part absolutely right, and it's called absolute safety, that an Oklahoma citizen has the right to expect absolute safety within their own home. So I don't know how much more clear you can get. So you're right. If someone forces entry into your home, then they're going to have to live or die with the consequences thereof.
Yeah. But the important thing to remember with both cases is that the basis is what a reasonable person would believe to be a reasonable action. So again,
agreed.
I can't just start shooting up some 96-year-old woman because she's walking towards me and claim that it's self-defense.
That's correct. And then also, you don't know what other repercussions around, which is why you keep your mouth shut until you've spoken with your attorney, period.
Don Spencer with the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. Thanks so much for joining us this and every OK Tuesday. And thank you for joining us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.